Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley. 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, and it is Thursday here on the show, and I am here, and we got a lot to talk about here today. Not really a lot of news, but I think we got a lot of fun things to discuss on this show. We'll also be taking your feedback, as always, and I want to mention that yesterday, we did in fact pull off After Dark Radio successfully. Went off without a hitch! So you can hear that as a subscriber at WrestlingObserver.com. And I will throw this out today as has more to do with After Dark than this show, but I did set up an After Dark email address. So instead of the old email me here and put After Dark in the subject line or whatever, you can email Brian at AfterDarkRadioShow.com. Send me whatever you want. That's Brian at AfterDarkRadioShow.com. That is the After Dark email. So we'll start going through those next week on the show as well. This week, well, it's Wrestling Observer Live. So Brian at WrestlingObserver.com, F4WOnline at gmail.com, those are the email addresses. Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, I'm F4WOnline. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. And you can text us today at 425-780-7566. It's not Fun Friday, but we may open up those phone lines. Because really all we got to talk about today is the Dynamite show and a lot of stuff surrounding the Dynamite show. Gigantic ratings for NXT. The likely imminent return of Nikki Bella. And TNA heading to Full Sail to do a live show and also some taped shows as well. And you'll probably be seeing more of that in the future. There is a live Impact tonight. Live! And plenty more. So we're going to get into everything after the break. Going to be a fun day. Thrilling Thursday. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
What's up, everybody? Hey, I'm in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the other day we were talking about how people don't like Charlotte, and so invariably everything is Charlotte's fault? Now we're getting the same thing with Jon Moxley. People don't like the Death Rider storyline. It's all his fault. It is not, everyone. Let me tell you something.
It's partially his fault.
If you are watching AEW and you think something is awesome, then you can thank Tony Khan. If you watch AEW and you think something sucks, you can blame Tony Khan. The big stars, your Jon Moxley's, your Chris Jericho's, your Adam Copeland's, they all have a lot more influence than, for example, a Private Party, your MJF's, for example, but they ain't running the show. There's one guy running the show. His name is Tony Khan.
The buck stops there.
Yeah, with Tony, not the Bucks. I realize there are people that people don't like, and so it's always like the people you don't like get the blame, but if you like somebody and things are going well, it's like, well, you know, Tony's booking them well or whatever. No, it is Tony Khan. It is his company. He is always going to run the show. It doesn't matter who they hire, if they ever hire a new booker or whatever. It is Tony Khan's show. He's running the show. If you like it, it's Tony. If you don't like it, it's Tony. That's the end of the story there.
Are you doing Mid-South 1985? Is that what you're
84.
Doing right now? 84, okay. See, you know, you probably are never going to make it to 1985, where Mid-South, after really doing well with smaller guys, the Rock and Roll Express, the Midnight Express, Terry Taylor, Bill Dundee, as the booker, they started to get a little bit big again. And you started to see guys like The Nightmare came in, and he was the champion. And they started going back. I think Bob Sweetan may have come back at that point, sadly enough. But I look at AEW's tag team division and just kind of AEW in general, and boy, they seem to be going big, aren't they? And I'm not going to complain about this.
Big or old? Or
big.
Both?
Look, here's the thing. I can understand some valid complaints about them being quote-unquote old. The company has been around for 5 years, so there are a lot of people that could have gotten over bigger than some of the reactions that some of these old people, like Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin, are getting right now. And Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin as your tag team champions? going up against Brody King and Buddy Matthews. I like that. I did notice on Collision that they made sure to have the Gates of Agony have a little promo. They're big dudes. And I have a feeling that we're going to be moving a lot more into that. So if you don't like old, you already don't like AEW, I guess. And if you don't like big, well, you're probably not going to like what's coming up.
I think big is the least of our problems.
Big Bill and Chris Jericho. It's happening at some point.
Hey, I'm excited for Big Bill versus Hobbs.
You know,
but listen,
look,
hold on.
I got some stuff to get Big Bill.
We're getting way ahead of ourselves here. Okay, the big story today is not that they missed a shot on Dynamite. The big story here is actually this NXT rating.
Samoa Joe missed a shot,
dude. NXT did 812,000 viewers in a 0.22. Okay, do you know what was on NXT? Nothing.
Well,
like, they didn't promote anything. We had Ridge Holland and Tony D for the North American title. That was promoted. We had Lexus King and Charlie Dempsey in a Heritage Cup match. This feud must continue. They advertised the main event, obviously, with Oba, Femi, and Eddie Thorpe. But I looked at the quarters. Because, you know, we always have these people on Twitter or whatever. They got a meme. The meme this time is Eddie Thorpe is turning around NXT. Okay. Well, that is why it's important to have the quarter hours.
Ava's incompetence is turning around NXT.
I can tell you what's turning around NXT. And it's just like they're whatever you think about the show.
How about they got a freaky rating?
Hold on, Mike. Jiminy Christmas. Let me get through this.
All right.
Whatever you think about this show. And I think a lot about this show. Trust me. The fact of the matter is, to this audience, they are getting people over. That's literally the only explanation. You look at the quarters, it's relatively, you know, a straight line. But there are certain things that did much better than usual. And one of them is the women. They have done whatever you think of individual women. You know, we make fun of Cora Jade's interviews and, you know, Kalani's. There's stuff you can, like, but, you know, they're all learning. But the fact is, they're getting these characters over. And that segment that had that, you know, all that heat.
Roxanne.
There was tremendous heat for Roxanne and Cora Jade when they came out to square off with Bayley and Julie. And obviously, Bayley was there.
That helps.
But that segment did almost 900,000 viewers. Trick Williams, every time he came out, they did big numbers for Trick Williams. Let's see what did really well. The women's deal, and also Trick was in that segment. We had Jada Parker and Carmen Petrovich did very, very well. But that was also a segment with like 5,000 just characters in it. The end of the Parker match with Petrovich, a metaphor segment with Sol Ruka, Zarya, and Gigi Dolan, and Tatum. Again, a bunch of women. We had the Brooks Jensen and Nico versus D'Angelo family, and a segment with Axiom, Nathan Frazier, Josh Briggs, and Inamura. So that did very well. And then, like, the main event, I mean, it did good as well. It didn't do the highest thing on the show, so it's not Eddie, but, you know, Oba, Femi, and Eddie Thorpe for the title did almost 800,000 viewers. So it wasn't like the show opened gigantic and fell through the show, and that's why the number was up. You know, it opened at 8:46, and it just stayed there. It went up when we had the women's segment. It dropped a little bit, but not much. Went back up for the end of another women's match. Dropped a tiny bit for, like, a double ad break. And by the way, that 880 for all of the women, that was a double ad break segment. Do you know how rare it is to have a double ad break segment be the highest rated quarter on the show?
It's like seeing a double rainbow.
So literally, without that double ad break, that would have easily done over 900,000 viewers. So they're just getting people over. I mean, that's it. So good for them. Good for them.
It is, and it's another week, like three or in a row that's up, and that's a good thing. But I also... they often are under 700,000. They'll do like 698. And if they happen to do that next week, it's not an indictment on them not doing exactly what you've been saying that they've been doing. I just think that in this case, it could very well be just a little bit of a freaky high number, but we'll find out. But if it does drop next week, again, people that want to point to it and say it's not working, that's not true, because everything you said and you've been laying out is absolutely true.
Well, it's also not doing that. The average over the last 90 days is slightly over 700,000 viewers.
Yeah, but when you go back and you start ticking back a little bit, you see 632 and 593.
Well, sure, those happen here and there, but that's more when they have a giant, they have competition. That does affect them. It doesn't affect them as much as other shows, but your 90-day average is over 700,000. So the show's doing pretty well.
It is. Well, and again, for the reasons that you laid out, and they do have intriguing characters and people that are easy to get behind, and we made fun of sometimes some of the colors and things like that, but everybody, for as many generic blondes as we say that they have, everybody does have somewhat of a unique look, at least the people that matter.
And then a couple of notes. Brenna Thurston had the SmackDown quarters. And if you look at SmackDown, I mean, it's that last hour dies. It doesn't matter what show it is. I mean, the last hour dropped all the way down to a 1.1 million.
That late NBA but game is always going to
that was a double
butt.
It was a double ad break segment. But the fact is, like, the first two hours of SmackDown do well. And, you know, the segment where they had Jimmy and Carmelo and the Bloodline. I mean, whatever people think about the Bloodline, it still did 1.6 million. It was like the highest rated thing on the show. So, anyway, more news after the break. Observer Live.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing. pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
This guy goes, what's turning around NXT, my friend, is the fact that they actually have somebody who knows how to book coherently, and the promotion is not run.
Is he throwing shade at Conan?
By infantile behavior. But oh, you won't put this on the show today. Wow.
Was he talking about AEW, AAA?
He actually talked about infantile behavior. No, he's talking about AEW, of course. Talked about infantile behavior and then dared me to put this on the show. That was kind of funny.
Well, there you go.
But listen, here. Listen. Okay? I got to say this about NXT.
Oh, boy.
All right? I don't know, man. The show is very hit and miss, okay? I know this is another one of those memes. Shawn Michaels, Booker of the Year. I mean, there's stuff that he does. It's great. I will say he's doing a good job. But, man, if you watch this show, just the booking of the Heritage Cup alone this year should disqualify him from Best Booker. Like, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but this... So they bring the Heritage Cup from NXT UK to NXT here in the US. And at the beginning, there's just this presumption that we all watched NXT UK and we all know everything about the Heritage Cup, okay? So, like, every now and then they'll throw up a screen with, like, all these... Like, it's a screen, like, this big of all the Heritage Cup rules. It'll flash up there for a second and they get going. And I think there's an assumption that, like, we all know the Heritage Cup rules. And so after we see a bunch of Heritage Cup matches, then we start to think that we actually might know the Heritage Cup rules. And then we have just like this whole thing. I've ranted about it before. It's like Ava screws or Eddie Thorpe gets screwed in a match. Ava says, I can't reverse the decision. The referee's decision is final. Then, you know, we have a segment where Jada Parker wants a match, and she goes, I can't let you wrestle twice on one show. Then, literally, the next two shows, she forces the tag team champions, one of them, to wrestle twice on the same show. Then, we have a Heritage Cup match that ends via DQ, and a guy wins the title. And then Ava's like, I'm not even sure if the title can change hands on a DQ. It's uncertain. And so, even though... 2 weeks ago, she said, you know, I can't, you know, the referee's decision is final. She reverses the decision, even though one of the performers says the referee's decision is final. And then the cup goes back. And, like, and then on top of that, some of you might remember this, some of you might not. There was a whole thing where everybody on the chat was looking back because everybody remembered that there was a match for the Heritage Cup and one of the participants won. But because he didn't have a corner person, it didn't count. Because allegedly the rules were you have to have a corner person, okay? And everybody was looking back to try to find out when or where it was. They all remembered this, even though I didn't remember it. But Vinny remembered it, but nobody could find it. And then, like, after all of this discussion, well, out comes the champion. The Heritage Cup champion came out this week with no corner man. It's not mentioned at all that you need a corner man or you do not. I was like, oh, my God, why is this so hard? Why is this so hard? The answer is I don't know why this is so hard.
Can I refresh your memory?
Try. I'd like to hear this.
Charlie Dempsey wanted to.
This was much further back.
Lexus King wanted to have the match. But he had no corner person, so one was assigned to him.
No, he wanted one assigned.
That's how we got William Regal.
No, he wanted one assigned. But Ava said, I can't assign you a corner man.
You
have to find one, and he found Regal. Well, apparently that wasn't necessary because he came out with no corner man this week, And it was never mentioned. So, no, this is not a perfectly booked promotion. Not even close.
Well, at least nobody is drinking bleach or getting tied up backstage, I guess. I don't know, but I think...
Have you watched the show? Do you know how many people have been murdered?
Well,
literally murdered on NXT.
Allegedly. We do know they have a very dangerous parking lot, although they seem to have pivoted away from that. All the drama now takes place in that little kitchen area where everybody gathers there at the peach pit of NXT. And I think that's the thing about the show. It is like a teen NBC 90s show. It is Saved by the Bell. It is wrestling the college years. I mean, that's what makes the show what it is, and it's what also helps gloss over some of the fact that sometimes the wrestling is not good. Sometimes the angles and the stories are exactly the way you explain them. Completely ridiculous. But it is an easy 2 hours to watch for the most part, and I think people give it grace and shoot at bail for that reason, because it's entertaining enough to get you through.
Brother.
It's almost, but here's the thing. The best stuff that's been going on, whether anybody likes it or not, until it is not, is still anything associated, wrapped up with the bloodline right now. And if you are going to give out the, you know, magical Booker of the Year award, it is really hard not to go and put it in the hands of the main roster of WWE, whoever you want to give all of that credit to.
We didn't even mention that Lexus King won the Heritage Cup via DQ.
Yes.
And Ava ruled, I don't think the cup can change hands via DQ, and so she reversed the decision and then announced a match for the Heritage Cup, not under Heritage Cup rules.
Vic, what's going on here, man?
I know the text message chain I'm going to get in like an hour. I don't care. I don't care. Now, Nikki Bella.
Yes.
Russell votes reporting significant discussions regarding her return to WWE.
It's Rumble season, baby.
She was on TV like 3 weeks ago. She's 99% going to be in the Royal Rumble. So that's the story. She's coming back. I don't know about Brie. But I guess we shall.
We shall see.
Now, before I get into the full Dynamite review, there are two things
so?
We got to talk about.
Is it possible?
Number one.
Fine.
Number one. Why won't Tony have production meetings? This is the number one question. It's not just me asking. I hear wrestlers asking about it on a weekly basis. Why can't we just do a production meeting so everybody's on the same page and everybody knows what's happening? Tony refuses to have production meetings. I don't know why.
If we only had time.
But last night we had multiple. I mean, last night was like, whatever you thought about the show, first off, you had two men doing dives off the balcony and the lighting rig, moonsaults. Both of them got missed by the camera. They then did not show a replay of it for an entire hour. It was an hour before we finally got a replay. Then we go to a match for the tag team titles, and whatever you think about that match, and I got a lot to say about not so much the match, but like the title run of Private Party, they played the wrong music for the tag team champions as they came down to the ring.
Just to ice their cake.
Yes, and that was a good one. And then, you know, to their credit, they were like, hey, we had a big match last week. Hobbs faced Jon Moxley for the title, and he got screwed. So they showed like a clip or two of it, and then they said the follow-up was on Collision on Saturday night. And I'm like, oh my God, they're actually going to show the big win by Hobbs in that Collision 12-man tag. They literally cut to a clip of Hobbs and Big Bill having a stare down, and they never showed the finish. Then we had a segment, which I really liked, with Chris Daniels and Hangman Page, where prior to the angle, they didn't bother showing one single solitary clip of Hangman ending Chris Daniels' career on the show last week. Not one clip of it.
Thanks for
the
bleak.
He murdered this guy. And so, you know, I had a friend who was there, not a wrestler, but like a fan, and they were like, man, Chris Daniels came out and it was dead silent. Because likely a lot of the people who went to the show didn't watch Collision, And they're like, yeah, okay, Chris is out here in a neck brace. Like, what's going on? They didn't understand the gravity of it. Nothing. He just came out, and then he told Hanger that he ended his career. And then, like, that was it. And there was no footage of it afterwards or anything. It's like, these are all on their own little things. But these little things all matter. And they're little things that when there's four, five, six of them on a single show, it's like these all add up to what's happening here. Why aren't we, like, I like it. You showed a recap of something that happened last week. But show me the recap of what's important. Like, obviously, Hangman and Daniels, something here is leading to something. Because when Daniels said, you know, you ended my career, and then he pats the guy and he goes, I hope you find happiness, and he walks off. Hangman's virtually in tears about what he has done. Like, this is going to be something. So how in the world did we not even get a clip of the match, the murder of Daniels by Hangman? If you're going to put Hobbs over, which I like, and you're going to show a recap, how do you not show him actually winning the match? The only reason that we know that he won the match, if you didn't watch Collision, is because Jericho, in a promo, mentioned, you won the match, but you didn't beat Big Bill. That's the only reason that we have any idea that Hobbs actually won that match. So, yeah. I just think there's some little things that could be fixed. One of them would be do a production meeting so we can all go through everything, see what we need to do. But we're not getting that. We'll talk about the show after the break. Observer Live.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7. Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only. Select a request two for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. This guy here says, make this show 2 hours. No. If 1 hour is not enough, that's why we have WrestlingObserver.com. That's why we have all of these other podcasts. Like, there's plenty. If you want to hear a full review of NXT and AEW for 90 minutes, commercial-free, it will be on the Brian and Vinny show tonight. WrestlingObserver.com, which has all of the shows, plus 15,000 archive shows. So if you want more, I got 15,000 hours for you. Or you can sign up on Apple, Spotify, or YouTube. F4WOnline.com/Apple. F4WOnline.com/Spotify. F4WOnline.com/YouTube. And all of those, they're $9.99 a month. That's it, $9.99 a month. Yeah. 84 podcasts. And most of them are over an hour. So you're talking like 100 hours a month of wrestling audio. If that's what you're looking for, that's what you need to do. But it's an hour here. So we got to get going.
Yeah.
Now, some quick notes. As noted, the full review will be tonight. But we open with, like, this opening segment, aside from the fact that they missed the shots, this segment was so awesome. Where, essentially, Ospreay and Omega are going to have a face-to-face. Ospreay wants Omega to help him in this battle for the world title because the show is being held hostage by Moxley. But Omega's like, dude, last time we were in the ring, you tried to kill me with a move and a screwdriver. So, dude, it ain't going to happen. And so Don Callis comes out. Kenny goes after him. Out comes his crew, Archer and Cage and Takeshita and Kyle. And we got this wild, wild brawl all over the building. And the story of the building is, the angle is in the brawl. Well, Kenny and Will have to team up. And they manage to team up together and take out all the heels. And so they decide, you know what? We should be a team. And so they do a challenge for the Australia show of, I think it's going to be Takeshita and
Fletcher
against Will Ospreay and Kenny Omega for Grand Slam.
Which sounds
segment
pretty damn
was the
good.
Best thing on the show by leaps and bounds. Great segment.
Great start.
But how do you miss
energy.
A double moonsault? How?
WCW.
Like, how?
I don't know.
Then.
And the thing, hey, look, their production has been very good for the past several weeks. They have been doing a lot that's been very good. It just happens that this was not a good show several times for some things like this. And for sound, too.
Then, we had the Hurt Business and Private Party for the AEW Tag Team titles. See, this is why you need to subscribe, because I don't have time to give all of my thoughts on what happened here. But I will give you the short version. If you want the long version, you can sign up.
No profanities, Brian.
That's the other problem. Okay? The two things are, I'm very happy the Hurt Business won the Tag Team titles.
Yes.
Because they come across as like a killer tag team. However, I cannot for the life of me explain why they're heels. And Private Party's AEW tag title run, I believe, was the worst title run anyone has ever had in the history of All Elite Wrestling. I will fight you if you believe otherwise. So it
when
was.
You hear that, Layla Gray?
It was a travesty. This tag team title reign.
What, for, you don't think
for
the top,
so many reasons.
The Top Flight, Leo, and action stuff wasn't enough to set them up for Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin?
And you know, I'll talk about this more tonight, but you know what really irritates me about this Hurt Business thing?
Grinds your gears?
It grinds my gears. Because what is happening with the Hurt Business is exactly... It's not like it's something new. It is exactly what happened with Toni Storm. When Toni Storm was a heel, but everybody loved her. And so every babyface that Toni Storm faced was just neutered. Which is impressive because they were all women. But the point is, they were all neutered because you had all of these like babyface women squaring off against heel Toni. And all it did was kill every single one of these babyface women. Now it's the exact same thing. The Hurt Syndicate, I'm sorry, the Hurt Syndicate, not one time.
Them hurt folks.
Ever. Okay? I'm not talking like once or twice. Not one time ever has the Hurt business or syndicate been booed. So what they do is they go out there. And every babyface tag team that they face, the fans... what happened in the match last night was exactly what I told you was going to happen on Observer Live yesterday. Go back and listen to it. I said, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. The Hurt Syndicate is going to win the tag titles. They are going to work heels, but they will be cheered the entire time. The babyfaces will make a comeback and be booed. And like... Exactly what I told you was going to happen happened. Exactly.
Hey, you didn't say
which
Mark
is funny,
would
by the way.
Table.
Which is funny because on the chat they're like, "Well, you know, Toni doesn't want to do a he doesn't want to do a production meeting because like word will get out about and this word's going to get out about what's going to happen." I tell you what's going to happen before every show. You looked at the lineup last night and you didn't know who was going to win every match that was announced on that show. There was, name one match last night where you were like, I think I know who's going to win, but I'm not sure. And you were surprised. You knew who was going to win every single match. I told you not only who was going to win the tag team titles, but exactly what was going to happen in the match, exactly as it did. I don't need inside information for that. I just watched the show. So do a production meeting so that everyone else on the show knows what's going on. And so like it comes off great on television. It's not going to leak. So anyway, not to mention, you tape Collision half the time. So it's a taped show. Everything leaks. Right? So, we'll talk more about that tonight. I didn't even scratch the surface. Now, Toni Storm did a promo. We had two Harley Cameron segments. In this one, she went back and forth with Australian slang. Renee was baffled. In the second one, she wants a shot at Mercedes' title. And so I swear to God this happened. Mercedes goes, you have never won a match in AEW. Not last year, not this year. So no, you don't deserve a championship match. And she walks away, and they go back to the announcers, and Excalibur goes, you know, Harley Cameron made a great case. Like, no, she didn't. She made a terrible case. Now, it has been pointed out to me that Harley has not lost every single solitary match. She did apparently win a couple of matches on Dark, and she was on the winning side of a tag team match. But other than that, she's never won a singles match on television. So, no, that's not a good case. We had a Jeff Jarrett segment where he called out Jon Moxley because he wants the world title at 57 years old. Claudio beats him up. But then Jarrett says, Claudio, how about this? If I beat you next week, I get a shot at Jon Moxley. So it's on. Jarrett and Claudio next week. If Jarrett wins, he gets a shot at Jon Moxley. I do not expect him to win. Swerve and AR Fox, because as noted yesterday, they have wrestled in the past. Thus, we put this match together. Swerve, he beats him.
This took the place of Samoa Joe and Nick Wayne.
And it's a good thing that we did not have a production meeting to leak Swerve defeating AR Fox, who has not had a match on Dynamite since November of 2023. Not 2024, 2023. In fact, Swerve won. And then afterwards, Ricochet attempted to kill Prince Nana with scissors.
Threatened.
That's not nice. And Swerve then threatened to kill him in 2 weeks.
Well, look, Brian, back to your point earlier about what fans will cheer. Remember what got Hangman Page into this rage in the first place fans cheered, Swerve Strickland and Prince Nana breaking into a man's house and draping a shirt over his newborn baby. Which, by the way, still, Hangman Page,
he's still angry.
Where was your ADT security alarm? They're going to take your dog next.
Yeah. Then we had MJF doing a promo, thankfully much shorter than last week. He's still burying MJF. And then that's when Hangman came out, and we had the segment with Chris Daniels where Hangman was very, very, very sad.
Now, it is nice that they crossed paths, MJF and Hangman, because, again, it links those two together at least with a little bit of a thread for something possibly later. So I do like that when all the main eventers have some sort of contact with each other.
This guy thinks Jared's going to win because otherwise the story is dumb.
Nah, like
no,
the other one.
No, you don't get it, dude. He didn't say he needs to win the title in the next month. He said he's going to win the title this year.
This is the last year.
Moxley already has a title challenger. Copeland. And obviously they're doing something with MJF and Jarrett. So MJF is going to screw Jeff Jarrett. And Jeff Jarrett will need to continue his path, which I believe will end with him winning the Owen, and that's how he gets his championship match.
That makes sense.
Because Jeff Jarrett has to win the Owen Hart Cup. Whatever you think of the guy.
It's a feel-good story for a feel-good tournament. This is not the Continental Classic. You can do good stories and happy stories related to the Owen, and Jeff Jarrett winning the Owen, standing there next to Martha, makes sense to me.
And then we had Jamie Hayter, Julia Hart, which Jamie won.
You didn't know who was going to win that one.
It's 1-1, and we'll have a third match down the road. That's the story.
Rubber match. The
main event was Copeland. Cope and Pac. Cope versus Pac.
What's up with Pac's picture that he has where he stared all
crazy-eyed?
I don't know.
So, I had no inside information, but I knew Cope was going to win. And he did. And then afterwards, we had the big schmoz with the Death Riders coming out to kill Cope.
I don't get it. I understand why Swerve wouldn't have any friends. Why does Adam Copeland...
No, they played up that he has friends. It's FTR. They got murdered. And the Rock and Roll Express, and they got murdered.
Why are they his only friends?
And then finally, Jay White came out.
He is not connected to the young people on the roster. You know what? You're right. Maybe it is the olds that are causing all the problems there.
Well, there are a lot of...
Cope's got no friends.
There are a lot of old wrestlers on this show. And
older. Not old. Older.
No, they're old.
Are we old?
I am old. And if they're older than me, I'm afraid they are old. So, and there are many on this show that are older than me.
And I don't hate it. I love what he's doing. I think he looks great, all that stuff. I don't know if Cope and Mox is what they are going to want it to be. Now, Lashley and Shelton Benjamin being older, they're over like gangbusters. I think if you did Moxley and Lashley, or even Cope and Lashley, I don't know if the Mox-Cope scenario right now, with how weak FTR was leading into all of this stuff, I don't know if it's going to be that interesting of a match. We'll see, though.
Well, we will see. In fact, I don't know when, but we will see at some point down the road.
Gotta let things play out.
All right, let's see. This person says, I wish I would have done a different prediction this year. I would have said Jeff Jarrett wins at All In Texas to immediately lose post-match to Christian cashing in. I don't think... Here, I will say this.
At their mania,
if
no.
Jarrett wins the Owen, I do not think they're going to announce the winner gets the shot at All In. Because I do not see Jarrett fighting for the world title at All In. I think it'll be a TV special or something like that where he gets his title shot. I do not think it's going to be at All In. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Mike Sempervivi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. What you doing? What you got over there? What you grabbing at?
Hey, if you're not a subscriber...
Yes?
And you missed After Dark, it's replaying tonight at midnight Pacific, 3 a.m. Eastern on Sports Byline. And if you don't have a Sports Byline affiliate, all you have to do is grab the TuneIn Radio app, which is free, and find Sports Byline on TuneIn Radio. And you can listen to this show live every day, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. And tonight, Thursday, After Dark will air at midnight Pacific, 3 a.m. Eastern, which isn't when the show should air. It's an overnight show. So check that out tonight on TuneIn Radio. Perhaps I'll listen if I'm not in bed, which I plan to be. But that's coming up tonight and tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Pacific. 11 a.m. Eastern. After Dark will be replaying as well. And hopefully down the road, it'll continue to replay with past episodes as well, because many of them are evergreen episodes.
Can we get this fixed, please? I don't know who's in charge of quality control.
We can't see anything.
But I like Rick Tittle and everything.
We see a white blank screen.
Titillating Sports is not on right now.
Oh.
Come on,
that's on you, Dom. Fix that.
Please.
Yeah.
My God. Oh, by the way, you know what you can also do through TuneIn? If you look for podcasts, you can search in there, and there's the wrestling news, which you can update yourself on every single day of the year. No commercials, no paywall, just the wrestling news with me.
Wow. The wrestling news, you say?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to check it out right after we go off the air here. Because I didn't talk enough about wrestling news today. But I'll be back later on tonight with Vinny. Brian and Vinny's show, AEW NXT, 90 minutes. Check it out. We got a lot to talk about, brother. WrestlingObserver.com, as well as Spotify, YouTube, and Apple Podcasts. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.